Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Kia Studios. It is the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you on this Thursday. It's 10 o'clock. You know what that means. We kick off the Brown Liquor Music Hour. You may have to let this play. This song I bet you a lot of people don't know, not as familiar with. Yeah. Great Phyllis Hyman on vocals. This is Grover Washington. Phyllis Hyman, the late great. She's dead too. Grover's dead, but she's dead as well. Sacred Kind of Love. This is a great song, man. Let that play through the chorus while I set everything up. Hey, join Andy Bunker, Randy McMichael, 92.9 The Game this Saturday as a midday show broadcast live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead from noon to 3. Hang out with the midday show for lunch and enjoy delicious man food and cold beer plus prize giveaways. Join us this Saturday from noon to 3 at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. There you go. Crank up that. Here's the what do you call it? I'm telling you, man, this is good stuff right here. By the way, we stream online. Let her finish singing, Jarvis. Streaming online at 929 The Game. Here we go. Download your radio.com app. All the social media is at 929 The Game. Sing it, Phyllis. There you go. 404-741-0929. That's our phone line, our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You're probably not familiar with that song, are you, Jarvis? I would think, yeah, that's good stuff right there, man. Grover Washington got some pretty good stuff. That's a little bit later in his career. That was later 80s when he did that album on there. So, and Phyllis Hyman, she unfortunately, she passed away. I forget what she died from. She might have even killed herself, but she passed away pretty young herself. Best way to interact with the show tonight, that is through our Twitter handles. I'm at JMCH316, at JMCH316. Be a part of the fun. Water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. He is behind the glass producing, getting all the music ready for us. He is at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. Let's get to some NFL no huddle. So, interesting story here. If you don't know who Austin Cutting is, okay, he is the only seventh-round pick of the NFL draft. He's a long snapper, by the way, that does not have a contract. But there's a reason for that. You say, what would cause a seventh-round pick to not decide that they want to sign? The reason is because he's an Air Force Academy student. And Associate Athletic Director for Communications, Tony Garnhart, said in May that there were ongoing discussions about allowing Cutting to play while serving his two-year service commitment. Remember, when you go in the military like that, you have a two-year service commitment. And not a ton of those guys get drafted, so it doesn't affect a lot of guys out there, but it affected Austin Cutting. Now, the decision has been made, and it says, according to Chris Thomason of the Pioneer Press, Cutting has been given the green light to play. There are no further details about his Air Force commitment, but the Air Force Academy has a lot, which, honestly, I understand that the commitment to the Air Force and things like that. I don't want to downplay or denigrate that at all. I understand that. But, look, this is great for this kid. This is great. This is great for him to get a chance to live his dream and play in the NFL. He's expected to sign his four-year rookie deal with the team on Monday, which is the day that the Vikings rookies will be reporting to training camp. So, great stuff right there. Congratulations to him being an Air Force Academy. And good, you know, if that comes from the government or the Air Force or whatever, you know, whoever was in charge of making that decision, that's a really good thing. That I think that's a great thing that that they're doing. And look, let the kid have his dream out there. Yes, help him figure out a way to honor his commitment. And I think he wants to do that, whether in the off season or what have you. I think I'm sure that he'd be willing to figure something out to do it out there. But allowing him to play and allowing him to be part of, you know, the NFL and probably most likely his dream, I would assume, that that's pretty cool stuff. So Denver Broncos quarterback Joe Flacco, remember, the Broncos are in camp already, in case you weren't sure about that. They're already in camp as of today. He says that he is glad to have the fresh start and a potential take that season all in one. He says it's tough to say without almost putting yourself down for the last couple of years of your career. There's an energy about coming here and excitement I feel being with this new team and getting another chance of being a starting quarterback. I don't think you'd ever take that for granted. I'm definitely excited about that. When talking about this franchise and the fact that John Elway is such a prominent figure in all that, John Elway believes it can be a success story, saying anytime you get traded midway in your career or two-thirds of the way through your career, you've got something to prove out there. Flacco lost his starting job, of course, to Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. He said, yeah, there's no doubt I got something to prove. Listen, I think I've got a lot left in the tank, and I feel like I can do a lot more. I've shown in my 11-year career. I'm excited about that. Here's the thing. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'll believe it when I see it. I'm not rooting against Joe Flacco or anything like that. Has anybody's career... Think about where he and Matt Ryan were after that Super Bowl that Joe Flacco won, right? Everybody was convinced that Joe Flacco is the guy and all that. And look, what you can never do is take away the Super Bowl victory that Joe Flacco had and that playoff run that he had. But would you say Joe Flacco has legitimately played his way out of a Hall of Fame career? Has he played himself out of being in the Hall? Would you put Joe Flacco in the Hall of Fame? Nope, I wouldn't either. Would you put Joe Flacco in the Hall of Fame before Matt Ryan? I wouldn't. I don't think that even with the Super Bowl, it's the old Trent Dilfer discussion, right? Trent Dilfer's got a Super Bowl. Dan Marino doesn't. Well, that means you put Trent Dilfer in the Hall of Fame. No, there's context to everything in life. Everything in life has context to it. You got to put it in the right context. Matt Ryan would go in the Hall of Fame before Joe Flacco would, even with the Super Bowl and all that kind of stuff. That's what would happen there. But we'll see what Joe Flacco's got left in the tank. I ain't sold on Joe Flacco. I ain't sold on the idea that he's about to make some kind of big comeback. But, you know, what do I know? I'm just here doing nighttime radio with y'all. Izzy, NFL No Huddle here on Sports Radio 910 The Game on the John Chuckery Show, live from the Kia Studios. So last week, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell confirmed that the league wanted to have a new collective bargaining agreement in place before the start of the season in September. Okay? Well, now, looks like the NFL has kind of reversed course. Quote from Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network, or of the NFL. There's been some talk that they want this done week one. We are told this is extremely unlikely at this point, not something the NFL is really pushing hard. Everyone would like to get this done earlier rather than later, but everyone wants to do the right deal and not just a quick deal. Goodell, who was asked who was asked on CNBC at the Sun Valley Billionaire Summer Camp. By the way, too, listen to what I just said. The Sun Valley Billionaires Summer Camp. That's where Goodell's hanging out. Does he want a CBA in place before the season starts? That's certainly our intent. So, now look, the NFLPA is probably saying, whoa, 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 whoa. Right? Like, I guarantee you when it comes to percentage of revenue shift, and all, you know what I'm saying? Like, the percentage of revenue from players to owners and all that kind of stuff. Guarantee the Player Association ain't ready to jump on board and say, wait a second. We're not quite there yet. Thank you, Mr. Commissioner, but we are not quite there ready to make that kind of decision. So let's slow our roll a little bit. And DeMarie Smith, I'm sure, not real excited about trying to get into another bad deal or anything like that. And I'm not sure the players exactly won the last CBA, but I don't know, maybe in their mind that they did. And also, too, Baker Mayfield was on with Colin Cowherd, and he was kind of being asked to revisit the incident with Hugh Jackson, his former coach, and things like that. When asked about this on his appearance on Colin Cowherd's radio show, Hugh Jackson, I should say, was on Colin Cowherd's radio show. When asked if the whole Baker Mayfield thing upset him. He said, quote, "It doesn't bother me personally. I've been in the NFL for a long time, and I've seen a lot of different ways of people handling things. He has to do whatever he feels he needed to do, and that's how he handled it. Everyone is going to handle things differently, and that's how he chooses to make sure he's ready to go and ready to play. The Browns weren't playing Hugh Jackson. The Browns were playing the Bengals." Now, Hugh Jackson has expressed an interest in being a head coach again. Where? The XFL? If your NFL franchise hired Hugh Jackson, you know what? Then you should be fired as my GM. You'd be fired as my... If you came to me as an owner and said, "I'm interested in interviewing Hugh Jackson," I'd be like, "Get out. You're fired." That would... You'd be fired instantly on the spot. I'd run the team before I'd let you run the team any longer at that point. I'd go get the guy who's cleaning toilets in my billionaire office club at that moment to come in and be my general manager before I'd let you run my club any longer if you want Hugh Jackson. There are some guys who are really good coordinators in the league that need to be coordinators, and there are some guys who can be head coaches. Hugh Jackson's a coordinator. He's not one of those guys that can be a head coach in the NFL. I'm sorry. He's not a guy that you want running your organization as the head coach of a team. Let him be a coordinator. Let him do his thing. But I'm not letting him step in and not letting him coach my franchise, especially my young guys and things like that. Remember, he started Tyrod Taylor, which wasn't the worst move in the world. I understood why. Hugh Jackson, very much an old school veteran kind of guy, is not going to be maybe necessarily one to want to throw a rookie into place or whatever like that. But let's face it, he started Tyrod Taylor. And by the way, it's really hard to like win one of 33 games, you know. They went like 1-40 or whatever like that before they won that next game. Yeah, that's awfully tough to do out there, but, you know, he found a way to do it. So the answer to would I want him to be a head coach of my franchise? No. No, I'd rather have Jarvis. In fact, I'll tell you what. I'll take dopey millennial Caleb out there to be the head coach of my NFL team before I'll take Hugh Jackson again. What does that say? You know what? Because, like, every meal will be avocado toast catered in. The NFL know how to. We get back. The top two offensive and the top two defensive players for the Falcons are now signed to long-term deals. Is there now some real added pressure about, hey, this is the era to get it done in? We'll talk about that next. John Sharkey Show in the Key Studio, Sports Radio 910 The Game. Ah, yeah, it's our girl. Sound like that retirement tour as well. She was in Atlanta like Mother's Day or something like that, or maybe this last year. It was Mother's Day. I would have to say I've never seen her in concert. I'd love to see her in concert once. I'd love to see her. Now, Randy McMichael told me she is notorious for being late. She is like the ultimate diva. Like, she may show up like an hour and a half late to her concert. She's one of those kinds of people, Jarvis, that just, she's on her own time. Yeah. But you know what? You sing like this. You sing like that. You know what? You can do whatever the hell you want. You know what? Who the hell am I to tell you about when you want to show up to? Let me tell you, brother. I'm about to sing "Sweet Love," "Caught Up in the Rapture," "No, but No One in the World," "Fairy Tales." Okay, "You Give Me Good Love." I'm about to sing all that. What are you gonna do? I'm gonna just run these lights over here. I'm just gonna go ahead and mop my floor over here. 404-741-0929. That is our phone line. It's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to interact with the show. At JMCH316 on Twitter. He is at JarvisD90 on Twitter. Interact with us and be a part of the show as well. Well, Deion Jones got his deal yesterday. We were off yesterday, so I didn't get a chance to talk about it. But now when you look at this Falcons franchise and the fact that Deion Jones and Grady Jarrett, so the Falcons' two best defensive players that they have are under long-term contracts. I say long-term as far as NFL terms go. Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, who's going to get another contract, by the way. He's about to get another contract very, very quickly here, whatever like that. But Julio's under contract still for a couple of more years out there. You've got your two best offensive and your two best defensive players that are completely locked up and under contract right now. And I would tell you that The time for excuses for this franchise is now over, because this is, without a doubt, the home run window, the playoff window, the Super Bowl window for this franchise. This is, I think, Arthur Blank sending a message that, hey, all of the things that you say you guys need are in place. Now you got to make it happen. And maybe that's a Dan Quinn thing, because here's the thing about those deals, is that there is no drama, none, going into training camp. The focus and the shift and the energy now in training camp is 100% about football. There is no, we got this hold out, we got this contract to figure out, who's going to show up or not show up. You know, Ezekiel Elliott's not going to show up. Melvin Gordon's not going to show up. You know, what guy's going to do this, that, the other? Well, I got news for you. You don't have any of that here in Atlanta. It's all about, let's play football. It's all about, we're going to focus on the what happens on the field between the lines. There's no drama going into this. And you have all of your top guys locked up and ready to go. And include even like, go to the next level of offensive player, you know, Jake Matthews or whatever like that. This team has set itself up to be really strong with its young core and its veteran core and everybody in place right now. Now you got to translate it to win. And I think it does amp up the pressure, because Arthur Blank saying, everything you guys want, everything you say you need, keep guys together, especially in a league where it's easy to say, we can't afford that guy. When that's Seattle, wow, we can't afford, you know, once they pay Russell Wilson, you know, we're not going to be able to afford anybody. And they got rid of this guy. They got rid of Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas. We got rid of Richard Sherman. We got rid of this guy. What was it, Doug Baldwin? We got rid of, you know, all these guys go because, well, you know, can't pay Russell and pay everybody else. That's not been the case of this franchise. They paid Matt Ryan, and by and large, they've paid everybody else. I mean, honestly, is there a guy on this roster that you say that we had to let him go? Now, I will tell you, Devondre Campbell might be that guy, but by and large, you know, when the Falcons have let somebody go, have you noticed that they don't play in the NFL anymore? Roddy White didn't play in the NFL after they let him go. Corey Bierman didn't play in the NFL after they let him go. Tyson Klebo was cut like immediately when he left. He tried out for the Rams or somebody or Dolphins and was cut. Michael Turner didn't play after he left Atlanta. Think about that. Think about that. When guys come to Atlanta, once they're done, some of these free agents, they don't play here. They don't play anymore. Steven Jackson didn't play anywhere in the league. Guys are done at that point. So this has been a franchise that hasn't had to sit back and have the woe is me, we can't sign anybody because we've got to pay our quarterback. They've paid Matt twice. Besides his rookie deal. You know, his rookie deal was one of the last ones to have that big, huge number attached to it with the signing bonus. They paid him that plus a contract plus one more contract. And yet they've still signed Julio, signed Freeman, signed Jake Matthews, picked up Alex Mack. Now have signed Grady and Debo. Now it all has to translate to, what do you do on the field? Focus everything on winning. And I think that's the message that Arthur Blank, when he said Falcons for life and things like that, I think there's a bigger picture to it. Hey, guys, I'm doing everything I can to keep all this group together and this team together. We need to go win, though. We need to go win now at this point. And no more excuses. The only excuse that the Falcons have if they don't win a lot this year is that their quarterback got hurt. I don't want to hear about my defensive ends. I don't want to hear about my running back got hurt. I don't want to hear about Julio got hurt. I don't want to hear any of that stuff. Well, you know, last year we had all these injuries. Couldn't win. Yeah, you could. You had lots of games you could win. Could have won the Dallas game. Desmond Trufant catches that ball against Andy Dalton against Cincinnati. They win that game. That play would have ended the game, by the way. You understand that, right? Tackle Drew Brees and you win the game. You know, this team, when it had opportunities, didn't capitalize and didn't cash in on it. And that's also what makes it exciting for this year, is that we're going into training camp and we can focus on football. There are no side stories about this guy's contract or this extension, or what are they going to do long term with this guy? And even the Julio thing, the Julio Jones thing, there's no angst to have about Julio Jones. Julio's not going anywhere. He's not holding out. Arthur said he'll be a Falcon for life. And when Arthur says that, you're going to be a Falcon for life. Or at least, you know, most all of your career. But when Arthur says that, guys believe it. So there's even no angst when it comes to Julio Jones if he didn't have a contract extension done by that time. And I believe that the Grady Jarrett and the Debo contracts, the money that is getting freed up, is that's what you're using to give Julio the money that he needs. And they'll come up with a deal so that they give him that money but don't kill themselves on the cap. Because that's what they're doing, is figuring out a way to maneuver my guys around. Now, I've talked about this. Jarvis, see if you think about what you think about this. And we may have talked about this, you and I, on the show at one point. I brought up to Randy McMichael before, if for some reason Dan Quinn is let go and not here, I could very much see them letting Ken O'Neill walk after his rookie deal, after his fifth-year option. And I say that because of this. There aren't as many coaches in the NFL that may value Ken O'Neill the way that Dan Quinn does. It's not a knock against Ken O'Neill. It's that style of defense with that kind of player is more valuable in a Dan Quinn defense. If you want to call it that Seattle defense or whatever like that, then you could call it the Seattle defense. But he's more valuable in a system like that than maybe a more traditional type of defensive system, or whatever you want to use for all of that. And that's why I say, with the fifth-year option picked up, if you told me that Dan Quinn wasn't here and Keanu Neal was gone as well, I wouldn't be surprised at that at all. Now, if Dan's here, that's probably the next guy they try to find a way to keep in put in the fold. Why? Because he fits exactly what Dan wants to do identity-wise on defense. For what Dan wants to do on defense, he fits their identity. He does the things that they want him to do. Again, he may not fit a lot of other defenses in the NFL. He may not be a guy who does it. For this defense, he does that. And so I think now that you can say that my two best defensive players, my two best offensive players, I got my top guys all signed up and locked in, ready to go. Now it's time to put results on the field. And I don't mean playoffs. I don't mean wild card. I don't mean second round playoff. I mean NFC championship game and beyond. Because you ain't going to get it done with this group of guys. What are you waiting for? Like we joked, there's not going to be a T. Martin moment for the Atlanta Falcons. It ain't going to be Kirk Benkert comes in and saves the franchise and takes them to the Super Bowl. This is the time to get it done. When you've got Matt in his prime and Julio and everybody in their prime and everybody locked up and ready to go. And everybody's feeling good about themselves. I mean, isn't that a great statement about the Falcons? Like, they didn't play the we can't sign anybody game, let's play hardball game, let's not give Grady his deal game and all that, let's see what he does for another year. They didn't do any of that stuff. And you don't think guys around the league don't look at that and say, maybe what's going on down south there is a place I want to go. Oh, yeah, and Arthur's a great owner, by the way. Oh, yeah, Arthur's going to pick me up in his plane. He's going to take me out to dinner, or he's going to cook me my lasagna, right? The famous Arthur Blank lasagna, right? That's the closing meal. Is I'll take you to Bones one night. We'll go to Bones and have a steak one night. And then I'm going to bring you back to the house tomorrow night, and we're going to have lasagna. And I'm going to bake a contract right in the middle of my lasagna with it. Instead of a layer of noodles, it's going to be a layer of papers for a contract, and you're going to have that. It's going to be a lasagna contract. Hasta lasagna, don't get any on you. So that's a testament to what Arthur is. And that's where we talk about Arthur and his accountability, taking away excuses for guys. Taking away excuses to where, okay, you said you needed this, you wanted this, you wanted that, you got it. You want your linebacker, you want your defensive tackle, you got it. You got all that. And they're locked up and ready to go. Now you got your squad. Now you got to go out there and capitalize on it. It's a good song here, too. Hey, with Austin Riley's struggles of late, and now that Inciarte's back, and we saw him start tonight, are they going to try to showcase him more? Are they going to start to play him a lot more? We'll break that all down next time. Where we stand, it's the John Chuckery Show in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 910 The Game. Though you're not mine, I can't deny. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Chuck Green, the Key Studios with you. John Chuck Michelle. Brown Liquor Music Hour. Jarvis hanging out, throwing it down back there. 404-741-0929. That's our phone line. It's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Best way to reach us on Twitter, at JMCH316, at JMCH316. He is at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. We keep teasing that 4,000 mark of the Twitter followers. Like it goes up to like 96, 97, then comes down a few, then goes back up a little bit. Yeah, I mean, just, you know, you think you're about to hit the 4,000 mark and just kind of tweaks out there. So we're getting close. Now I'm at 39.94 after somehow Chuck Dowdle followed. Chuck Dowdle? Hey, everybody, Chuck Dowdle here. Love Chuck. Chuck's one of the nicest human beings you could ever meet, too. If you ever meet Chuck Dowdle in person, he's as nice as it gets. I mean, he's an institution in Atlanta sports. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's one of the nicest guys you could ever meet. First time I ever met Chuck Dowdle, I actually met him. He would never remember this. I met him at a Genie's Body Tech. No, not Genie's Body Tech. No, it was, what was the name of that workout place at Lower Roswell in Johnson's Ferry back then? It wasn't Genie's Body Tech. It was Australian Body Works. Australian Body Works was that's the first time I met Chuck Dowdle. He was at the same gym that we were at. My buddy and his girlfriend, they were, what do you call it? They were personal trainers there and everything. So that was a long time ago, man. If you can remember when there was Australian Body Works over there, then you're old school Atlanta. So Ender Inciarte got the start tonight as he comes back from being on the IL and is the longest rehab assignment in the history of Major League Baseball. Funny how he came back and was eligible just as Austin Riley started to cool off, huh? Isn't that funny how that all kind of worked? Because let me tell you, when Ender was like, hey, I feel fine. Nah, you don't look so good. You know, yeah. You don't look so good. So, you know, you don't feel well, do you? You got a fever? Yeah. You run a little bit hot. What's my temperature? Like 98.7. I thought 98.6 was normal. It is, but you're like a tenth of a point over. So you got a fever. May not break for a while. Just stay down in Gwinnett. That'll help break it. Stay down in Mississippi. That'll help break it. Now, Brian Snitker was asked before the start of the game how he envisions using Ender Inciarte, and he said, quote, filling in, going to play him the day. We can use him at some point to give Ronald a day off, giving Austin a day off tonight. By the way, Austin Riley did hit tonight. I'm not going to feel forced to get him in. We'll just see how it works out. Now, Austin Riley, as we said, has cooled off dramatically. So far, not counting tonight in the month of July, he is at 159 with a 224 on base, 295 slugging. He's got two extra base hits, the two home runs. He's at two home runs with six RBIs this month, but he does not have another extra base hit this month. Only scored three runs, 7-for-44 going into tonight after he was 21-for-59 in May, 24-for-106 in June, which, by the way, is only a 226 batting average. So this trend has gone down quickly of him cooling off as major league pitchers figure him out. And that's fine. That's fine. I did see people saying already, well, send him down to the minors to get right. Why? Let him stay up here and get right. I don't need him down. I don't need him down in Gwinnett. I don't need to put him on the Partridge Family shuttle bus back and forth to Gwinnett for him to figure it out. Stay up here. Oh, by the way, Charlie Culberson is pitching. What does that tell you about where we're at right now in a 13-4 game? Yeah. So why not? Can't be any worse than, I mean, dude, how many pitchers they trotted out tonight? I mean, how many guys have they trotted out tonight? They've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Culberson's the sixth guy to pitch tonight. That's exactly what you want going into a four-game series, right? That's so important, is use six pitchers tonight and your starter only gave you 2 2/3. Just how the doctor ordered it, right? If I tell you that tomorrow night you need your starter to get, like, really good, like, I'm trying to see what the who's pitching tomorrow night. Julio Teheran versus Patrick Corbin. By the way, you know Corbin strikes out, like, you know, 4,000 guys out there. But I wonder if Ender Inciarte is going to see more playing time for a couple of reasons. One is to showcase him to other teams if he wants to be part of a package, part of a deal. I think that's a very real possibility that we could see something like that happen. Okay. The other thing is, and I hate to say it this way, Brian Snicker's a very loyal guy. And I say it this way with Brian Snicker. Brian Snicker's best attribute is his loyalty to his players. Brian Snicker's worst attribute is his loyalty to his players. And I think you see that in Luke Jackson. And you can tell me, well, Luke's figuring it out, or he's at it. Okay. He's going to try, if they don't make a move, he's going to trot out Luke Jackson in a one-run playoff game against the Dodgers, and you're all going to be yelling about, why has he got Luke Jackson in there? Because that's what Brian Snicker does. Just like Bobby Cox. Just like Freddie Gonzalez. Well, why can't Craig Kimbrell pitch in the eighth inning? Because that's what those guys do. That's what Freddie and Bobby and Brian Snicker, all the guys from that tree, that's what they do. Now, you can critique that. You can like it, not like it. You can think I'm stupid for bringing that up. But did you win the World Series? Is it getting your World Series titles by doing it that way? Because if it's not, then miss me with some of that stuff. You know, I don't want Luke Jackson deciding my fate in a seven-game series against the L.A. Dodgers. Well, unless they make a move, that could be very well what happens out there. So I would not be surprised, despite what Brian Snicker said, if we don't see Ender Inciarte more. And people talking about what's his value and all that kind of stuff, I don't know. Not much. He's cheap, so that's a good thing. That gives you some value. That, you know, right now, that's probably the biggest thing that Ender Inciarte has going is that he has a cheap contract. Because he doesn't get on base enough right now. He doesn't get on base enough to you know, make him some good leadoff hitter and think you're going to get something, you know, out of all of it. Then get on base enough. So he can steal bases, but you can't steal first. Can't steal first base. By the way, Ender 0 for 3 with a strikeout tonight. Now hitting .213 on the year with a .294 on base percentage. Can't steal first base in Major League Baseball. In the Atlantic League, you can steal first base. Here you can't. But that could be, I would not be surprised at all if we don't see Ender Inciarte a little bit more. And like I said, his value, miss me with the whole, well, he's a Gold Glove center fielder. Okay, in today's world, either you're mashing it and knocking it around. You know, again, I don't need, I could care less about my Gold Glove defensive player if he hits me 12 homers and 61 RBIs. You know, if my right fielder is giving me Gold Glove defense but 12 homers and 61 RBIs, give me the guy who can't field. Give me Austin Riley who can't field with the 35 and 120. I'll take that. As long as Austin Riley doesn't allow 121 runs to score from his defense, then it's a plus for me. It's a plus for me. So miss me with the whole he's got defensive value. That's why I was hated about Jason Hayward. Well, and listen, Jason Hayward is an elite-level defensive player. I'm with you, okay? He's a right fielder who hits 12 homers and 61 RBIs, though, guys. Like, you better have a lot of good players around him that can carry your offensive load because he ain't that. I thought he'd be Dave Parker, but he ain't that. He certainly ain't that. So all you can hope for is that Ender gets a little bit hot. Maybe he's part of a piece of parts because there's only so many prospects. I mean, one is there's only so many prospects the Braves will be willing to trade because the mere thought of trading prospects is horrifying and nightmarish to you know this organization. And two is, you know, at some point some teams want some major league ready talent. They don't want just, you know, guys that are 3 or 4 years away to come in. By the way, Culberson doing a nice job. Got a man at second with two outs now, so ain't doing any worse than anybody else they brought in out here tonight. Everybody else is trying to see. Let's see. Newcomb pitched an inning, didn't give up a run. Blevins pitched an inning, he didn't give up a run. Minter gave up 3. Toussaint gave up 3. And Kyle Wright gave up 7. Is that good? When your starting pitcher gives you 2 2/3 and 7 earned runs, is that good? No? Okay. Oh, we're talking about the lovers in the house. All right, I'm in. Man, I met the dog, so I'm good. All right, when we get back, you know what time it is. It's going to be time to give you that love TKO. We're going to wrap things up. Dwayne Walker's coming up next. It's the John Chuckery Show, Sports Radio 910 The Game. When it's cold outside, who are you holding?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.